views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. It is great to be with you. I'm Steve Kramer.
And I'm Tim Darter.
And we are so pleased to be joined today by William Meter. William, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, so I'm going to tell our listeners, a bit about you. I'm going to read just from your biography, from your website. It says, William Meter, an influential and respected teacher of the esoteric philosophy. William has established an international reputation for his gift as a communicator of this philosophy. His extensive teaching program includes a diverse array of workshops and lectures devoted to nurturing a deeper understanding of the spiritual path, both from an individual and global perspective. So we are going to talk about the soul today. And we both hold you in the highest regard. Both of us have taken your classes, listened to your online lectures. We've read your book. So it's really an honor to be with you today, William. And thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So the soul's magical destiny, Shine Forth. The soul's magical destiny is a book that you wrote in 2004. And I would say it couldn't be more relevant today. More and more, we see this word soul. We see people sort of talking about this concept of the soul. I know here on Spirit Fire Radio, we talk about it all the time. And we've been doing a lot of shows on yoga lately, which is interesting. And we've been talking about people integrating yoga as a lifestyle sort of into their everyday lives. And it always comes up that this spiritual path that they are using yoga as a means to sort of incorporate a lifestyle that is more meaningful, that's got a sort of a deeper vibration to it. And the word soul comes up all the time. So on the step of the practice, you know, we always have a guest on that sort of mirrors the step of the meditation practice that we're doing through Spirit Fire. And this week is flow. So we thought we'd have you on to talk about the soul and how does one allow it to flow into their lives. So I'd love to start, William, by just asking you this thing called the soul. Can you just put it in some words for us?
Well, sure. As understood in the esoteric philosophy, the soul is actually something that has many definitions. It kind of depends upon context. So, for instance, from the most fundamental way of looking at soul, soul could just be understood as consciousness. And in that context, there's everything has soul, whether we're talking about a human being, a plant, an animal, or even larger living systems like the earth itself is said to have soul. And so what I guess I'm saying is in the broadest sense, soul is consciousness. But when we talk about it from strictly a human perspective, soul has a more refined definition that I could share with you. Soul could be understood in a human context as the sum total of the best of you. It represents the qualities of consciousness that we would call wisdom. It represents the wisdom that a person has garnered over thousands of incarnations. And it also is that part of us that senses a higher kind of love, a kind of love that has a broad inclusivity to it. So soul is both an agency of profound wisdom that is earned through the crucible of many incarnations, as well as it holds that quality of love that that really is kind of the kind of impersonal love that is recognizing the oneness of humanity and the love for humanity. So those are a couple ways to look at soul.
Very interesting. So I'm hearing it as sort of a place that one can reside but also as a thing, you know, something we have, so that we can be of soul, but we also have a soul, yes?
Yeah, I mean, that's quite right. If we, when we look at it from a sort of the internal physics of it, soul represents a category of consciousness, and it's the category of consciousness that is inclusive of, as I say, both wisdom and lofty love. And in that sense, it represents the higher part of us that we're striving to increasingly become.
Beautiful. So consciousness, we are all striving for a little more of that in our everyday life. And I would say that Spirit Fire, our nonprofit organization, that's our mission. Our mission is basically to educate people on the importance of consciousness and awareness in everyday life. And that's essentially bringing the soul into our lives more. That is what we really strive to do every day as an organization. So I'm just curious, would you say that would you get a sense that we all out there are sort of approaching a level that feels more soulful? Do you feel that essentially humanity is evolving at a rate that we all might notice there's a little more soul in the world? Is that what you might, I don't know, is that a natural progression?
Yeah, well, that now you bring up a very interesting additional point, and that is that in the esoteric philosophy, it is understood that all of humanity is actually a single entity, and that you and I as souls are cells within its consciousness. And that single entity called humanity has a higher and lower nature too. It has a soul, and it has a personality, a lower self. And indeed, many of the challenges that are facing the world today are very much related to the dynamics that are occurring between the soul of humanity and the personality of humanity. Because as soul evolves in the human kingdom, it often evolves through crisis and change and struggle. And as a result, we see tremendous conflict in the world today. But this is actually an indication that more of the soul of humanity is trying to penetrate into the consciousness of the personality of humanity. So always with the esoteric philosophy, soul is understood on many levels. And so it's really interesting to think about the entirety of humanity as a single entity evolving, and it has a higher and lower nature.
Beautiful. Yes, indeed. And you can see that as we sort of bump up against ourselves and our own individual nature, as we start to look at ourselves as part of this bigger whole, even as part of humanity or a part of even this organism that is the Earth, we sort of bump up against this idea of my wants versus what the group might want. And I assume that is sort of, that's bringing the soul in to sort of move or shift our vision away from an awareness of the greater, awareness of the bigger, and sort of finding out where our place is within all that without bumping up against too much and creating too much, pain and discomfort.
Yeah, it's true. And yet at the same time, it's also true that as you evolve your consciousness toward more and more soul, there is a tendency of the lower part of us, the personality, whether we're talking the individual personality or the personality of humanity, there is a tendency for it to demonstrate resisting patterns. It doesn't want to give up the reins of control, and yet it's that higher consciousness that is trying to persuade the lower self to let go of the reins, so to speak, so that it can be more directing in the life. And so this is why it is, you know, many of the people in the esoteric community know about the seven rays, and it is said that the human kingdom, the soul of humanity, is governed by the fourth ray, and that's called the ray of harmony through conflict. It's not called the ray of harmony and conflict, it's the ray of harmony through conflict. It's in the human kingdom where life, as it evolves toward a higher state, discovers its own duality. We discover in the human kingdom that we have a higher and lower dimension to our consciousness. And then what happens is that's called the awakening. And then eventually you start to realize that that higher thing you're sensing inside you is the thing that you want to strive to become more and more of. So you begin to increasingly commit yourself to becoming that. But as you do that, the lower self begins to assert its independence and try to pull back the process. And so a kind of inner transformational battle takes place between our higher nature and our lower nature. And that's what leads us always on the path. We experience quite frequently the so-called hill and valley experience as you evolve your consciousness. Sometimes you really feel like you're coming into your soul nature, and then later on you find yourself kind of pulling back into a lower state of consciousness and then back up to the higher.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Spirit Fire Radio right after this.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are joined with William Meter, and we've been talking about the soul. William, welcome back.
Thank you.
So in our conversation, you've been mentioning quite a bit about esotericism and the esoteric from the esoteric point of view. I would love to hear that word loosely defined, if you don't mind, for the listeners.
Sure. The word esoteric simply means in search of that which is hidden. and is subtle. When we are on the path, and you're consciously, both lovingly and intelligently, trying to inwardly move your consciousness to discover deeper dimensions of yourself, by definition, that is an act that is esoteric. It's trying to sense the more hidden dimensions of our own identity. So that's really, in a nutshell, how to understand that term.
Wonderful. I'm looking at a quote from Eckhart Tolle right in front of me that's talking about the soul. And he says, the soul is your innermost being. So there's that word, innermost. He says, it's the presence that you are beyond form. The consciousness that you are beyond form, that is the soul, that is who you are in essence. So that's quite aligned with the esoteric way of approaching the soul. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the form, this form grows. We're talking before the break a bit about the rays, and you mentioned harmony through conflict. Boy, do we know it. Tim and I run the retreat center, and we see people coming in all the time sort of for a bit of relief from their hectic lives and for some of the contrast and the conflict that they experience, and they're looking for a little bit of harmony, a little bit of release and relief, and sort of a way to connect with their higher selves and sort of get in touch with harmony, with ways to be in group where everybody's got a similar sort of intention, that being of well-being and of meditation, of finding the higher self. So I'd love to hear a bit about the relationship of meditation, in that we run a meditative retreat center. You know, the soul is we sort of can find that plane, we can find that vibration of the soul through meditation, through allowing some space in our emotional body, in our mental body, and even within our physical body through sitting in peace and allowing that alignment. So I'd love to hear a bit about the relationship with the mind and the soul and meditation and the soul.
Okay. Well, meditation meditation is one of the most fundamental spiritual disciplines that a person could incorporate into their lives. And largely, it's a means of lifting your consciousness out of the day-to-day aspects of form, be it mental, emotional, and physical, and in the process, move into a space deep within where the soul resides. You know, it is said that the human soul resides on the higher mental plane, and meditation is a discipline to draw your sense of identity to that place where you truly become the soul in consciousness. And it's an interesting process, because the more you work with meditation, the more you start to recognize that you are the being that is transcendent to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. In some sense, meditation, when rightly done, gives experiential evidence that you are something other than your physical body, your emotional body, and your concrete thinking. You are a transcendent identity. And in that comes a great sense of recognition that you are an eternal being, and that your outer garment, your personality, is just a temporal expression.
Beautiful words. I'd love to hear, in your experience, how that might appear. You say that within states of meditation, that transcendent quality may appear. I'd love to hear, in your words, how that might appear to our listeners who may have experienced it but not known a word to put on that, or who are sort of reaching and aspiring for that experience.
Yeah, okay. Well, to understand this, realize that the soul itself is the part of us that perceives the underlying oneness of things. So when you are really lifting that sense of consciousness, that sense of identity, to a very subtle, soulful place, you're coming into a place where you feel a kind of broad inner expanse. It's as if you feel that you can sense something unitive that transcends your individuality. And you become more conscious of the fact that you are a cell within a larger living system. And you start to increasingly sense that not only are you part of the oneness of humanity, but that you have a sense of responsibility or a sense of purpose to make an uplifting contribution to that oneness of humanity. So the more you meditate, the more you start to become, you might say, sensitive to the impulse to serve, the impulse to make an uplifting contribution to something beyond yourself. That's one of the great benefits of meditation. And in fact, that's one of the so-called laws of the soul. There are several laws of the soul, and the third law is called the law of service. And the notion here is that the soul wants to express its wisdom through the personality. It wants to do that with the personality getting out of the way. And by the way, that's where the challenge is. And in so doing, it wants to make some sort of expression in the outer world that creates a sense of betterment for others. And meditation is one of the main tools to facilitate more of that recognition of service to human betterment.
I'm hearing a lot of heart in there as well. Many of us approach meditation as something we're doing with our mind. We associate mindfulness a lot with meditation and insight with meditation. But when I hear you speak about these notions of being a part of the greater and being one and recognizing that within yourself, it makes me think of qualities of the heart, sort of empathy and compassion and acts of kindness where we feel we're a part of something bigger. We can sense our connection not only to our fellow human beings, but we can sense our connection to our world and our purpose. So I find it interesting that there is also quite a bit of heart energy involved in that. And we sort of think of that in a different way than its connection with mind, although those two are very related, yeah, heart and mind.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that in truth, the soul itself is both an agency of higher mind and higher love, and that the love portion of it is the very thing you're talking about. That's the part of us that senses that underlying oneness. You know, love could be defined in many ways, and one definition is that love is the recognition of the underlying unity in all things. And with that, when you touch your soul through meditation, you're starting to get in touch with that underlying unity, and that is a profound sense of love. You know, a simple way to that I sometimes introduce this concept with my students in various places in the world, I always try to say, look, imagine that the soul is like a dove and it has two wings. One wing is love and the other is higher mind. And if both wings aren't equally strong, it just tends to fly in a circle. So much of the esoteric philosophy is oriented to the idea that both love and higher mind have to be cultivated in our lives, because that brings in the fullness of the soul, both the love of the soul and the profound wise intelligence of the soul.
So I would love if you could tell me when we might not be experiencing higher mind. Would we use the word lower mind, and what might that look like?
Yeah, well, mind is an interesting subject, and in the esoteric philosophy, there's actually a division of three parts to the mind. There's the concrete mind, there's the abstract mind, and there's something that is sometimes called the sun of mind, which is an sort of our arcane language for the mind of the soul. The concrete mind is the mind of the personality. It's much more analytic. It tends to see things as cause and effect relationships. The concrete mind is much more sequential thinking, and is centered on largely factual data. The abstract mind is the mind that sees in broad patterns and broad systems and larger principles. And the sun of mind, which is really the mind of the soul, is interesting, because the sun of mind is both containing profound abstract wisdom in it, but the difference between the wisdom of the soul versus the wisdom or the ideas of the abstract mind is that the wisdom of the soul is earned. In other words, your soul, which is with you since you entered the human kingdom, it is storing the wisdom that has been earned. So the mind of the soul is actually earned wisdom, while the higher mind on its own, the abstract mind, may be important and useful, but the truth is it's not nearly as meaningful as the wisdom that is derived through experience. And then the concrete mind, again, is much more related to personality.
I see. When you say son of mind, are you speaking S-O-N or S-U-N?
Well, S-O-N is the technical, but one could easily say S-U-N from another perspective, but technically it's S-O-N.
I see.
Again, it's sort of arcane language.
Yes, because we think of the sun and we think of the word soul and we think of solar. So, you know, all of these words sort of have this vibrational, quite a bit vibrationally in common.
Well, that's right. That's quite right. Yes, yes.
So in many ways, this
philosophy says that your soul consciousness is actually contained deep inside you in a structure called the causal body. It's a container that is holding that stored wisdom, and that's what incarnates from one incarnation to the next. This philosophy certainly supports the notion of reincarnation, but what is it that is reincarnating? It's actually the causal body and its content that's reincarnating. It's the highest aspects of consciousness that you have earned that is incarnating. And each incarnation, there's more wisdom contained within that causal body, because each incarnation provides you a field of experience that supports more wisdom earned.
I love that. That makes me feel quite confident in all the lessons I've learned and all the struggles, that they're actually amounting to something quite wonderful for many lifetimes to come. We're going to go to a break, William. When we come back, I want to discuss more about this construct, the causal body, more on the soul when we get back on Spirit Fire Radio.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
The 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th. Go to thewowconference.org. That's the wowconference.org.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Learn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. I am joined today with esoteric philosopher William Meter. He is an author. He's got a book called Shine Forth, The Soul's Magical Destiny, which is just chock full of information. He's also a teacher, presenter all across the nation, all across the world, New Zealand, Australia, England. The man is traveling quite often, so we are so honored and really just so pleased to have you with us talking about this construct called the soul. Welcome back, Meter. William Meter, welcome back.
Thank you. Yes.
As I say Meter, it's because your website is meter.org. Just to let our listeners know, there is so much information on William's website about his presentations. He's got recorded videos. He's got online classes that you can take. So meter.org, we'll talk a little bit about that some more. Let him share that with us at the end of the show. But I'd love to get back to the soul. You were mentioning before the break that the soul is with us from the moment we entered the human kingdom, and that stays with us from incarnation to incarnation. So that I'm starting to wrap my head around this, that we've got a personality. This personality goes through these trials and tribulations. We learn quite a bit from experience, and in that learning, we sort of raise the vibration of our soul. We add the sort of level of our consciousness to this construct of the soul. I sort of picture it a bit like almost like a zip drive or like a thumb drive that we get to plug into ourselves in each incarnation to our body. We retain all that we've learned. We retain the level of consciousness we've achieved, and then we pull that thumb drive out, and when we come back into another body, we stick it back in. Would you say that's kind of a pretty crude version of the soul?
I think that's actually a good analogy. The difference is that the only thing that is stored in that thumb drive, so to speak, which is the causal body, is earned wisdom. It transcends knowledge, so it becomes a part of you, and that's what the causal body is really about. It's representing that higher part of you that is ever expanding in each incarnation. And so every life, every incarnation, you gain experience. Your personality goes through lessons and processes that is eventually transformed into wisdom that is stored in the causal body as new faculty that carries with you for every subsequent incarnation. So every life, you should be wiser. Every life, you should manifest a bit more of that higher kind of love, leading all the way to eventual enlightenment.
And would you say that, I heard you say earlier about us being sort of a cell of a larger organism. So I'd love to read a quote. I pulled a lot of these quotes of people talking about the soul. And Ilana Van Zandt talks about the soul. And she says, "The soul, I believe, is the fingerprint of God that becomes the physical body. It is unique to everybody, unique in its own development and expression, but filled with the divinity that is the essence of all that is." So that rings a bit true to what you're saying, that in a sense, as we gain in consciousness, we are aiding the greater being of or all that is, and we are sort of participating in this greater expansion of consciousness. Is that a good assessment?
Yeah, it is. And actually, it's rooted in a very fundamental principle, Steve. In the esoteric philosophy, one of the most important principles of all, there are many, but this is one, it's called the hylozoistic principle. And that basically states that every unit of life is a cell within a vaster unit of life. So if I were to use an analogy that I find useful to explain this, even if you look at a cell within your hand, that cell is considered to be a unit of consciousness, a living unit of consciousness. And actually, if you were to study cellular biology, you'd realize it's not that hard to imagine. A cell is an amazing thing. And yet it's a cell within a larger entity called me. And yet I am a cell of consciousness within a larger entity called humanity, as I mentioned. And humanity is one entity having a soul and a personality. And yet humanity itself is just a unit of consciousness within a larger being, and that's called the planetary logos. That's the entity that ensouls the entire planet. And kingdoms of nature are just layers of its consciousness manifesting through form. And in fact, the whole human kingdom in its totality is said to be the throat chakra to that entity. And just for a minute, think about that. To me, it's an astounding notion that the sum total of all human consciousness is the throat vibration to this greater life. And of course, that does beg the question, then, what is the function of a throat chakra? And the answer is that from a spiritual perspective, the throat chakra is the great center of creative ideations. And in many ways, it's the magical center of creativity. And so that really says something powerful about what it means to be soulful in the human kingdom. It's to be a creative agent on behalf of the greater life. And every unit of life is nested within a larger entity. That's such a fundamental concept in this philosophy.
Beautiful. And I'm seeing then the correlation of us talking about higher mind and this sort of looking to meditation, looking to ways to use our creative mind and actually achieve that level of higher mind, that in a sense is where we approach this level of consciousness, this expansive state, and actually are fulfilling then our human role if we are to assume or we are to say that we are the throat center of the planet, then as we are working with this mind matter, this mind stuff, then we're really following our proper human path, yeah?
That's quite right. That's quite right. Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, people often talk about expansions of consciousness, but what does that really mean? And the answer, as I see it, is that because you are a unit of life, you as a soul is a unit of life within a larger life, to expand consciousness is to expand your inner participation in the consciousness of that greater life. So it's like a big reabsorption into greater fields of livingness. And in a way, that's the whole journey back to becoming the one in the ultimate sense.
Well, and I can also see then how we really do feel the repercussions when we sort of strike out as an individual. Certainly as an individual, we all have lessons to learn. We all are here as a sort of a vehicle, I would say. Each of us is an individual vehicle to, we would hope, achieve this state of of soul quality and developing our own mind and our own consciousness so that we can add to that greater unit. But you can see then that when we sort of strike out as an individual or we assume ourselves not to be a part of the group, that it's really all about me. If somebody's ego in the sense of personality in its fullness really is the driving force behind someone's life, we can see how that creates a lot of problems because it's actually working against all that you say. It's sort of working against this notion of us being a part of something whole. It's sort of counter to that.
Yeah, I mean, the personality fundamentally is it's governed by separative consciousness. That is to say that personality knows itself because it makes comparative distinctions between itself and another. The personality is the consciousness that is, not only does it know itself as separate, but often either prizes its uniqueness or envies that which is possessed by another. Whereas the soul in each of us is based upon or rooted in unitive consciousness. And so that's one of the litmus tests of, you know, at any moment of the day, to what extent is your personality shaping your perception versus the soul? Well, one of the litmus tests for that is simply to what extent at this moment am I sensing or feeling the underlying unitive field here versus when I am simply acting as an individual feeling quite separate from everything I see outside me. These are just examples of how you can start to discern the subtle difference between a personality perception and a soulful perception.
I love that, sort of asking oneself, what am I contributing, or what am I contributing to with this thought or this notion? I love that. So I would love to talk a little bit more about the ways then that one, you know, are there very specific ways that one can bring soul into their lives? We're going to go to a break, and I'd love to talk about that when we get back. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And
enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
1230 WBLQ. Back to Spirit Fire Radio. We're so glad you are with us today. We've been having a fascinating conversation about the soul, about its purpose, about its placement within our lives. And before we went to break, we were talking a bit about bringing the soul into one's life. And are there ways, very specific ways, that we can foster the growth or this sort of our approach and our integration of soul into our lives? William, I'm wondering if you would have a few words to say about that.
Sure, sure. Now, beyond meditation, which is so central to bringing more soul into your life, the things to keep in mind are this, is that because the soul is the part of you that is focusing on larger wholes, the more you can cultivate consciously an interest in the welfare of the larger whole, an interest in larger things beyond your personal life, the more you're creating an environment for the soul to be more influential in your thought life. The soul is also that part of us that has a different kind of relationship to time as compared to the personality. And that's another interesting measure. You know, the personality is the part of us that is actually a bit in a hurry. In a certain sense, the personality is the part of us that wants enlightenment now. And the personality views the time in the sense that it's in shorter durations, you see, because the personality can only understand time in the context of a single incarnation, while the soul in each of us, it's because it's more eternal, it has the multi-incarnational perspective. So the soul in us can sense larger time frames than the personality. And as a result, when you're bringing more soul into your life, you're also thinking in longer units of time. Instead of being preoccupied with, you know, what am I going to do tomorrow, although obviously you have obvious needs to do that on some level, the larger agenda should be to be thinking about how am I going to bring forth the very best of me in service to humanity, and how would I like to see that unfold in the next 5 or 10 or 20 years? So the soul has that longer view having to do with time. That's another discerning factor for us.
And so would you say that soul simply has a larger sort of breadth and it has a sort of a larger scope in terms of time? Or would you say it's beyond space-time?
That's a really good question. And there's a little bit of a sort of a misnomer about that. Technically speaking, the soul is not beyond time. This is kind of a deep question, because the soul itself is still considered the consciousness that is found on the higher mental plane. To be free from any constructs of time is actually something that's even beyond the soul, in a higher part of yourself. You see, although we haven't mentioned it today, I'll introduce the concept now, that even beyond the soul, there's another part of us that call the monad, and that's the spark of pure spirit.
And that would be the realm where inwardly we would transcend everything we understand to be about time. Soul, as a category of higher consciousness, is still within the realm of time in a technical sense. Although the soul, even though it's within the realm of time, it has an intuitive sensitivity to the timeless dimension, and yet itself is able to function and work with time quite easily, though, as I say, it will tend to shape perceptions of time in longer units.
I see. So it's privy to that which lies beyond, as we are becoming privy to that. I only really mentioned that and sort of went there because we've been talking about this fabric of space-time as science has sort of found these ripples in the gravitational waves, and they feel they're going to have some new information on where we came from, the Big Bang, and that idea of everything coming from nothing. And so I sort of wondered, where does the soul sit in all of that? But as we've been talking about this sort of cumulative nature of soul, I realized that actually it does then have to do a bit with cycles and with time. So I would say one could also look forward to the next incarnation if they were going to go beyond how am I going to serve humanity in the next 5 to 10 years. I think it's quite something to look forward to beyond this incarnation, and how might I serve in the next, or do you think that's just pushing it a little too far?
Oh, absolutely. That's very true. That's very true. In fact, there is much that a person does spiritually in this life that won't even bear fruit until the next life.
Oh, wow.
And of course, the personality hears that and it goes, ooh, I don't like that.
As I just did, right? Ooh, wow.
Yeah. And yet, to keep in mind, there are many things that the soul will be bringing forth in this life that will actually bear fruit in this life. But the principle is that there are elements of soul work in the world that won't bear fruit until a subsequent incarnation, but never forget that therefore it's also true in reverse, that many of the great gifts of consciousness that you have expressed today in your life, many of those were actually cultivated by the soul in a previous life.
Oh,
so it has to be viewed in both directions.
Beautiful. So we've got much to aspire towards. I'd love to read a quote, one more quote. I love Gary Zukav. You know, he's a bit of an esotericist himself, and he says, "The soul is the part of you that existed before you were born, and it will exist after you die. It is the highest, most noble part of yourself that you can reach for." So we're all reaching for this soulfulness. We can see it all around us, and hopefully in a lot of the people around you. So, William, I'd love to just take the next couple minutes as we're going to wrap the show up, for you to just tell people a little bit about what your website offers. Now, you know, both Tim and I have taken a number of your classes. We've watched a number of videos, and we learn so much when it's done. We just want to watch it again and again and take notes. Really just wonderful teachings. And, you know, that's using the abstract mind, so we're actually engaging our soul for nature. So I would love for our listeners to visit your website and just have a little bit of a look at what you're doing and what you offer. Could you just say a few words about that for the listeners? It'd be great.
Sure. On my website, there's a variety of things. There's a number of articles that people can read that I've written over the years. There are a variety of video presentations. Some of them are short clips that are free to view and enjoy. There's other that are more formal courses where full seminars have been recorded of me doing presentations in various places. Subjects like the art of white magic, death as an interlude between two activities. There's another full two-day seminar that was recorded and available called Revelation, Holding the Mind Steady in the Light, and then even another workshop called The Solarized Mind, which has a lot to do with the mind of the soul. Those are actually more formal presentations that are available to people. And I also, there's audio files available for people that want to hear short clips of various things that I've shared with groups of people. And I now have a blog as well that I try to write something about every week, fairly short, maybe a 3 or 4 paragraphs on some topic in the esoteric philosophy, just to keep it out there and keep people having an opportunity to read a little something every week about this philosophy. I'm building the website, and increasingly we're getting more and more resources that will help other people.
Wow, well, wonderful. I know a lot of people are waking up to a lot of these notions and really appreciate, I personally appreciate all that you're doing. So thank you so much, William. It's just been fascinating and wonderful information. I thank you so much for joining us. And to the listeners, this week on at Spirit Fire, our meditation is the step flow. So enjoy the meditations and use that flow, not only in your breath, but to flow some soul into your life. William, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to being with all of you next week.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.